On March 23, 1965, something amazing happened at the Bell Sound Studios here in New York City. The lovely voice of singer Jackie DeShannon filled the studio with Hal David's lyrics to the song that he and Burt Bacharach composed, "What the World Needs Now Is Love." We could easily adapt this same theme to our world today and perhaps paraphrase it with, "What the world needs now is compassion." Perhaps this is something that many of us recognize not only intellectually, but visually connect with in our body and spirit. If you are feeling this, you are a sensitive soul, and many of us, in extending our sensitivity and compassion, often feel rejected and out of place in a world that so desperately needs the gifts of spirit we bring. My guest this week on Vox Novus, Teresa Chung, says that there are more of us out there than we may realize, and lovingly offers us tools and advice for sensitive souls to thrive and fulfill our purpose. Teresa Chung has been researching and writing about spirituality, dreams, and the paranormal for the past 25 years. She has a master's degree from King's College, Cambridge University in theology and English, and several international best-selling books, including two Sunday Times top 10 bestsellers to her credit. Her Dream Dictionary A to Z regularly bounces to number one in its Amazon category and is regarded a classic in the field. Her spiritual books have been translated into more than 40 languages, and she's written numerous features for national newspapers and magazines. Teresa's media appearances include an interview with Today Extra, Piers Morgan on GMTV, guesting on episode 71 of Russell Brand's Under the Skin podcast, and Decoding Dreams Live on Coast to Coast AM. She's also given numerous sold-out talks at venues such as Olympia, Alexandra Palace, and the College of Psychic Studies. She works closely with scientists studying consciousness and has her own popular spiritual podcast, White Shores, as well as a busy author page on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Her website is teresachung.com, and she joins me this week to discuss her latest book, The Sensitive Soul: Life Strategies for Thriving in an Overwhelming World.